that's nice. That's nice. Yeah. And it's a Yaesu, so it's probably got a much better front end than that 706 I had. I had the 706, but something was the Mark IIG, and something was wrong with the receiver on that thing. Had to have been, because wherever I was, it was just noise. So I know Al's got that old 100D, and that thing was always whisper quiet. He used to run that thing mobile. And always whisper quiet, so I'd like to try that thing. Next time I go out, I'll ask you about it. Maybe I could borrow it and throw some wire up in these trees and see how it works. K6GTZ.
Just going. I hope the IDs all of a sudden you camp really quick. Yeah, the reminder came up. Anyway, K6GTZ, KB6CUS. Yep. Yeah, that wouldn't be too bad. I have a couple accessories for it, and I'd, anyway, yeah. I'll get things together so I can basically just hand you a little container thing.
You wouldn't have to have a 12-volt, 500-watt amplifier with it, do you?
Oh, sure. No. No, definitely not. Yeah, QRP is supposed to be QRP, not QRP with might as well get a real radio if you're going to do that. Or, you can just take along your Charlie Bravo with you and set up a Charlie Bravo antenna.
QRP. I can get with that. Make it happen.
Yep. Well, the guy that used to, yeah, the guy that used to own it was Bob, the guy that I used to work with. So, the guy nearest the front of the store. So, anyway. Okay. Anyway, what was I gonna say? Oh well. So you're just kicking back in a nice, comfortable chair, or like a halfway decent chair, or what?
No, I'm standing about 50 feet west, so I could make it into the machine a little better.
You walked 50 feet away to get a better spot, a better reception on it?
Yeah, I mean, it's relatively full quieting where I'm at, but it comes and goes.